I want to start by saying that whatever these people did to you, they are now dealing with the consequences. It could be related to your job, a partner, an ex, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, a co-worker, or anyone else. No matter who it is, what they did to you is now haunting them. Their actions, the pain and harm they caused you, were not justified. And that's important to understand. Some of you might be blaming yourselves for what happened. You might think you were wrong, and that's why they acted the way they did. Maybe you're blaming yourself for the breakup, the divorce, or a lost business deal. You might be caught up in thinking, is it my fault? Did I do something wrong? If that sounds like you, be honest with yourself. But remember, you didn't deserve the pain or harm they inflicted on you. Their actions were not justified. That's a key point to keep in mind. What they did to you is haunting them now. You are special. You are unique. You might feel like the black sheep in your family or among your friends. You've gone through experiences that opened your eyes to the truth about people and how cruel they can be. Unfortunately, there are many out there who act with no reason other than to harm. Their goal is to bring you down and steer you away from your path. So stop making excuses for them. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt when they don't deserve it. Some people just take advantage of your kindness, draining your energy and trying to mess up your life. If you don't recognize this quickly, you could find yourself stuck in this cycle. It's important to take control of the situation before it gets worse. Otherwise, your life could end up in a mess, making it hard for you to move forward. You might end up feeling depressed for a long time if you keep letting these people hurt you and bring you down. So don't keep making excuses for their actions or giving them endless chances. Yes, some people do deserve second chances because everyone makes mistakes. But if someone has done something really bad and hurtful to you, they may not deserve that second chance. That's when you need to trust your judgment and decide if they deserve to be forgiven or not. I know many of you are struggling and feeling a lot of pain. I've heard your stories and I understand how hard it is. We're all in this together, and it's not by chance that those who are spiritually aware are facing such strong attacks. You might feel lost or overwhelmed by emotions, unsure of where your life is headed. But you need to remember that it's not your fault. As someone who is special, you might be blaming yourself for the wrongs done to you, but it's not on you. Some of you may be caught in a cycle where you blame yourself for the pain caused by others. This could be a form of manipulation, a way for them to keep you under their control. It's a tactic to pull you back into their influence. I need you to keep moving forward and not let their words affect you, because they are the ones haunted by what they did to you. Trust me, they know they did you wrong. When they come back, apologizing and expressing regret, it's often because they are dealing with their own guilt. People know when they've done something wrong. They might have taken a lot from you in relationships, business, or any connection you had with them. Now they're facing the consequences of their actions, and it's weighing heavily on them. So keep pushing forward and don't let their actions hold you back any longer. You were giving it your all, putting in everything you had, whether it was 90% or 100%. But they chose to leave, thinking they'd find something better on the other side. They believed the grass would be greener, but that grass hasn't been taken care of in a long time. Now they're only getting 20% of what they thought they'd find, compared to the 80% or more they got from you. They made a choice to go elsewhere, but it wasn't what they expected, and now they're feeling the loss. They treated you badly, took you for granted, and drained your energy. When you were with them, things may have gone downhill for you. But since they left, you've been rising while they're struggling. That's why they're now facing the consequences of their actions. I'm not saying they're literally haunted, but they're definitely feeling the impact of what they did to you. They're experiencing the results of their own behavior firsthand. I've seen it myself. People who wished bad things on me ended up facing those exact problems. It's like karma is coming back to them. If you're going through this, stay strong, keep shining your light and stay positive. The enemy or negative forces might try to pull you off your path. During your spiritual journey, you'll face ups and downs. There will be times when everything seems fine, and then suddenly, challenges come back to test you. This is why having a strong mindset is so important. When difficulties arise, it's easy to fall back into old negative thinking patterns. You might feel stuck or like you're moving backward, but don't let that stop your progress. The enemy's goal is to keep you from moving forward. Remember, what they did to you wasn't right, and they don't deserve your forgiveness if they've been truly harmful. Not everyone deserves a second chance, especially if they've been really hurtful or mean. Stay focused and keep going. Don't let them drag you down again. You need to walk away, because if you give them a second chance after their first wrong, they'll think they can get away with it again and again. And each time, their actions will likely get worse. The more chances you give, the more trapped you'll feel, making it much harder to leave. So walk away. You might carry the pain, the hurt, and the burden of what they did. But remember, it's not your fault. You need to understand that. If you know you played a part in what happened, that's different. Everyone makes mistakes because nobody's perfect. But if you were the one who always had good intentions, whether in a relationship, with family, friends, or at work, and they still treated you badly for no reason, it's because your light and goodness made them uncomfortable. You were giving so much, like 80%, while they're only getting a small 20% elsewhere now. They're really struggling because of it. They might be thinking about you a lot, realizing how much they lost when they did you wrong. Think about the little things you did for them, like cooking their favorite meals, leaving sweet notes, or just showing care in small ways. Now they're seeing hints of what you used to do, but it's not really happening for them, and it's making them miss you even more. They're reflecting on their actions, wishing they hadn't treated you the way they did. They realize now that what you gave them was special, and where they are now, they're not getting anything like it. That's why they might try to come back into your life, hoping to get back what they lost. It's clear, they're starting to regret their choices because they see the difference between the effort you put in and what they're getting now. I know that some of you are going through this right now. If this sounds like your situation, take it as a sign. If they try to sneak back into your life, don't let them in. Don't open that door. It's just a trick to pull you back into the same old patterns. Remember, no harm that's aimed at you will succeed. You've been awakened, and your wisdom and insight have grown stronger. Your ability to see through people's intentions is your greatest tool. So, when they try to creep back into your life, and you use your good judgment to keep them out, you're taking back your power. It's a great feeling because you've regained control over your life. You're not getting caught up in their games anymore. You've grown wiser, and your knowledge has made you stronger. You're becoming a better version of yourself, and you've taken back your fire. They're upset because their tricks no longer work on you. Whether it's a coworker, a boss, an ex, a friend, or even a family member who wronged you, they are now facing the consequences of their actions. They are struggling because they did harm to someone who didn't deserve it. So keep pushing forward. Don't give up. Failure might happen, but quitting isn't an option. I know you're dealing with a lot, but remember, you're not alone. If you're tempted to go back to someone who hurt you, reach out and let's talk. I'll help you see why going back isn't the answer. If what I'm saying resonates with you, give this a thumbs up. I really appreciate all of you. Remember, it's not your fault. Stop excusing their behavior and the hurt they caused. They don't deserve another chance if they intentionally hurt you. Keep moving forward and don't let them drag you down again. I care about all of you, and I hope you have a great day. Stay strong, and I'll see you soon. Peace.